A Senate bill seeks $50 million to tackle Oklahoma's water infrastructure needs, and a former Caddo County Nation employee pleads guilty to embezzlement. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, February 9th. I'm Nick Daniels. Among the largest single recurring budget requests before lawmakers this year is the Oklahoma Water Resources Board's $50 million investment into fixing the state's dire water infrastructure needs. State Capitol reporter Lionel Rommels tells us one state senator hopes his bill will jumpstart the work.
Officials with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, or OWRB, say the state's water infrastructure crisis will cost taxpayers up to $24 billion by 2030. Perry Republican Chuck Hall's Senate Bill 1333 aims to make a one-time allocation of $50 million to the board and creates a new low-interest loan for local jurisdictions to make water-related improvements. He says the measure is meant to put water discussions front and center through the appropriations process.
I wanted to be reflective, very public, of the OWRB's budget request. I'll be striking the appropriation with the intent on working with all the authors related to water infrastructure needs to try to come together with a nice comprehensive package.
But lawmakers are working with a potential state agency budget shortfall this year. And Hall, as the Senate's fiscal chair, is painfully aware of the balancing act in the months ahead. I'm Lionel Rommels.
The measure passed the Energy Committee and was referred to Senate Appropriations for further review. Integra's Health announced Sunday it has reached a 30-day contract extension with United Healthcare after a deadline passed without a long-term deal. The update follows months of negotiations that ended Saturday with Integra's Health going out of network. The temporary agreement is set to expire after March 9th. Both sides say they will continue working toward a multi-year contract. A former employee of the Caddo Nation has pleaded guilty to embezzling from the tribal nation. Sarah Lisi has details.
After an investigation by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, LaRisha Wabonasi admitted she stole money from the Caddo Nation while working at the tribal nation's tag office from 2023 to 2024. Court documents show she diverted at least $10,000 from customer transactions at the tag office to her personal accounts. Wabonasi faces a prison sentence of up to 5 years, a payment of restitution, and a $250,000 fine. Caddo Nation Chairman Bobby Gonzalez released a statement saying the tribal nation is, quote, focused on healing, accountability, and moving forward together as a community, and that the actions of one person do not reflect the strength of the nation and its systems designed to protect its people. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Oklahoma Department of Transportation spent nearly $8 million responding to last month's winter weather. That's according to a briefing at the department's meeting last week. Grayson Wheeler has the details.
State workers and contractors spread 44,000 tons of salt and sand and around 500,000 gallons of brine to keep roads drivable while snow and ice blanketed much of the state. The snow is gone, but Department of Transportation Director Tim Gatt says the toll on Oklahoma's roads is still accumulating.
We will continue to feel the effects of this winter weather into springtime. When it starts raining in April, that's whenever these potholes will really start to show up, and we'll do our best to get out there and patch, but we're going to need the patience of the traveling public.
Gatt says between the Department of Transportation and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, 10 state vehicles were involved in collisions during the winter weather response. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.